Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Go-Between. This musical adaptation of L.P. Hartley's classic novel by Richard Taylor and David Wood was first produced at the West Yorkshire Playhouse some 5 years ago. And as it finally arrives in the West End, producer Bill Kenwright has scored something of a casting coup by enticing Michael Crawford back to the London stage. While his voice doesn't have the same power as when he originated the role of Phantom of the Opera, however, he can still hold a tune with emotional effect, and it's a perfect fit for his turn here as an ageing Leo Colston, who looks back on an Edwardian summer when as a boy he played an unwitting part in an illicit love affair between a woman from an aristocratic family and a local farmer, an event that was to have an enduring effect on Leo's life. It's a story shot through with melancholy, as the young Leo is invited to spend the summer with his friend Marcus at his rich family's Norfolk estate. But when Marcus has to spend some time in bed because of illness, a bored Leo is befriended by both his friend's older sister, Marion, played here by Gemma Sutton, and Farmer Ted, played by Stuart Ward. As he becomes trusted by the pair, he innocently takes on the role of postman, as Marion and Ted plan their secret liaisons with a series of letters. Director Roger Haynes perfectly captures the atmosphere of idyllic summer days of cricket and picnics, although he, and I suppose Hartley himself, whose novel was written in 1953, could be accused of looking at things through rose-coloured glasses and painting a picture of a world that never really ever existed anyway. But underneath there is a perceptive examination of the English class system, where one married out of duty and not necessarily for love. While Richard Taylor's score doesn't have any songs that you will find yourself humming afterwards, it does fit the moment, and musical director Nigel Lilly works wonders with the single piano that provides the accompaniment. Gemma Sutton is quite wonderful and shows a new side to herself as the luminous Marion. Stuart Ward is a gentle giant as Ted, and there are nice turns from Julian Forsythe and Easy Van Renwick as Marcus's parents. Various boys share the roles of the youngsters, and on the night I went, William Thompson and Archie Stevens were both top-notch as Leo and Marcus respectively. But somehow it's all a bit too aching and angst-ridden, while there are sections in the middle of both acts that feel a bit like padding. As a result, the slow pace begins to become laborious rather than hypnotic, and the atmosphere of suppressed passion is never really convincing. The Go-Between is a welcome new British musical that has more better moments than bad, and it's often poignant and beautifully textured, but it needs some trimming and an injection of a bit more humour. It's at the Apollo Theatre, Shaftesbury Avenue, until the 15th of October. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.